A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
We're with you until 6 o'clock here. Reminder, all of your Braves coverage, whenever Game 1 starts on Saturday, wherever it comes from, you will get it on the Fan mobile app, and we've got a ton of other very cool things planned for you throughout the entire playoff run with the National League Championship Series getting underway. But for more on the logistics of how this is going to look, let's bring in a man who should know all those answers. He's the president and CEO of the Braves, Derek Schiller. Kind enough to join Chuck and Chernoff on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Derek, I know the answer, but I'll ask anyway. How are you doing?
I'm great, and thank you for having me. I mean, we're headed to the LCS. Let's do it. I am super.
Yeah, I can imagine. I think a lot of Braves fans, Braves personnel feeling the same way. It's cool to think, now, I wouldn't have had this bet 20 years ago, Derek, that this will be the first time the Braves have hosted an LCS game, whether that's Game 1 or Game 3, since way back in 2001, an old stadium ago, that Truist Park is going to get a chance to rock on Saturday or Tuesday. So tell us about the logistics. You're in the holding pattern like the rest of us, so what does that mean for you guys planning with tickets and the like?
Sure. Well, first of all, you're right. I mean, it was 2001. We played the Arizona Diamondbacks. It's been 20 years. Obviously, we were in the LCS last year, but it's a weird way to sort of look at an LCS. We didn't host fans. It was obviously at a neutral site. It was after a 60-game shortened season, so there's a little bit of an asterisk, if you will, there. Doesn't mean our guys didn't earn it or anything. It means when the fans don't get to be part of it, it just doesn't feel the same. And so we are very excited to host fans here, whenever that might be. We have two scenarios. Scenario one is we will host home games on Saturday and Sunday if the L.A. Dodgers win. And then scenario two is if San Francisco Giants win, we will host home games on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, potentially, if necessary, after going to San Francisco this weekend for games Saturday and Sunday there.
And Derek, also last year, because of the backstory going on with the pandemic, there was a baseball playoff game going on inside the stadium, but there was a watch party at the Battery. That's going on right now as well, but it's only when the games are away. You're going to have games at Truist Park, but for every away game, still watch party at the Battery.
That's right. And, obviously, again, thinking about last year this time when we were in the LCS, we had this group of people that were able to go. They did have limited fans in that ballpark. Not a lot of people could travel because of the pandemic, and so it just was different. It was a weird experience, and yeah, we're very excited to have the ballpark rocking and rolling, and having 41,000 people here. We will do watch parties each and every night when we are away. So, again, depending on those scenarios, we'll either have the watch parties if we're away in San Francisco. We'll have them on Saturday and Sunday night here in the Plaza of the Battery. We'll have the big screen on. We'll do a bunch of different activities. But we're very excited to have people come and cheer on the Braves in person. And it's been happening all year, as you guys have heard, right? So the fans have showed up and really been very supportive of the team. Speaks volumes to the way the fan base has gotten behind this team. We finished second in the league in attendance overall, just behind only the Dodgers, who have almost 10,000, maybe even more than 10,000 seats more in their ballpark. So, there's a lot of good things happening, and obviously the moments that brought us to this point in time. I think the city's energized, the entire Braves country's energized to get this going.
Derek Schiller, Braves president and CEO with Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan. And Derek, I referenced 20 years ago, and this is not meant to, take a poke at Turner Field, but we know where it was, nothing around it, no game day atmosphere. The atmosphere inside Truist for a playoff game is just as sick as anything I've ever seen for baseball, number one. But the atmosphere pre, post, and even in-game the other night, there were people just hanging around in big numbers. Like, this is what everybody envisioned that whole setup at the Battery could be, and it's living up to it.
Yeah, when we first set out on this journey to have the ballpark here, we knew we wanted to have an experience that extended well into the Battery and happens before games as well as after games. And so the Battery Atlanta has obviously delivered upon that. There's places for people to go before and after games. As you said, as people prepare to come into games like they're about to, they can come here, they can get, you know, get some drinks in them and hang out with family and friends and then walk right there into the ballpark and continue to cheer on the team. And you know, it's just been remarkable, the success of this entire project. And, you know, it's a credit to everybody here who's worked on that and the community that's supported it. Really appreciative to all the employees and everybody else who's made this possible. And I say that over and over again, especially in this time, right? You're coming out of a pandemic, and for all of our game day staff to show up and do what they've done, for our full-time staff, you know, we're all excited to host people here. This is what we look forward to. We've been talking and having meetings here in these offices, and, you know, it was 20 years ago. I wasn't even at the Braves then. I've been with the Braves for 18 years, and it's crazy to think, but I haven't, other than last year's Astros, I have not yet enjoyed an LCS here. And, you know, this entire community deserves that. We've been through a lot, and, you know, the team is showing the resiliency, the adversity that they've battled through, similar to our entire community. And, you know, I just, again, I couldn't be more excited to try to do the right thing and do everything we can to make sure people have a good time here.
Derek, last thing from me, you'd mentioned the fans, they bought the tickets, they went through the turnstile, but talk about the actual environment once everybody got in their seats and into the stadium the last week of the season and into the Milwaukee series. I mean, it was the clinching game against Philadelphia, but the stinking Mets the last weekend series, yeah, the whole season. I mean, the fans didn't just show up, they became part of the game.
We've heard this all year long, including and especially from opposing fans, opposing teams. You know, their front offices are calling and say, your ballpark's really hard to play in. You know, obviously we've continued to bring a renewed chop into the experience. People do that. You know, it's exciting when we can get their starter out. You were under the lights. The chop goes on. You've got everybody with their phone light up there doing the chop. And it's, you know, it's a bit intimidating, and that's exactly what we want it to be. And the fans have really helped us energize the team and get them to do great things this year. And it was culminated, obviously, just a couple days ago when Freddie hit that home run in the eighth off a Hader. And it was a magical moment, you know, one of many that he's had. And hopefully we're going to have many more here into this LCS.
Derek, it's a great pleasure. Thanks for sharing the info with us. We're all looking forward to Saturday and beyond, and we appreciate the time.
Guys, thanks so much. The last thing I want to say, though, is, you know, let's continue to show up in force, right? You know, we hear all the time about how fans come into these environments, and sometimes you hear those opposing fans. You know, this is our time to get behind this team, rally behind it, whether we're, you know, doing that on Saturday and Sunday as our first home games, or whether we're doing that on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We'd love to see people here and have them there in force, wearing their jerseys, chopping on, and let's go. We're ready.
Let's go.
Thanks, guys.
We agree. Derek, thank you. Appreciate it very much. There's the president and CEO of the Braves, Derek Schiller, with Chuck and Chernoff on The Fan.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.